Right, the shiur this week is being sponsored by the Lishma of Avigdor Menachem and Merucha Tzvi Olam Shalom. Thank you to Rashiva, who was very nice to fill in for Rashiva that had to switch the time. And thank you very much for that.
Shkoyech. Shkoyech for giving me the opportunity. We'll just start with first on the parasha, and then I'll say to Shtigotah just to spend 2 minutes about that's, I think, apropos to the whole Indian or this shiurim. You know, at the beginning of this week's parasha, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu was in the midst of talking to the Eibishter, and he had Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. And then three Orchim, which were really in truth Malachim, they presented themselves, and he went to them. And the Gemara learns out, Gedoyla Achnosas Orchim Yesem Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. So the Netziv in his Pirush Hamikdava, the Netziv asks, it must be muchach that Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina is a mitzvah. Because if Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina is not a mitzvah, why do you have to come on to Gedoyla Achnosas Orchim Yesem? Achnosas Orchim is a mitzvah. Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina is a non-mitzvah act. So it doesn't have to be Gedoyla. You go to do a mitzvah and you give up Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. Elamai Zok the Netziv, Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina is a mitzvah. He says the mitzvah is Ahavas Hashem. Since there's a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, he want to be in the presence, the direct presence of the Eibishter. So that's Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. So the Netziv then asks, so then what's the din then? G'day lachnosas orchim? Ha'isik b'mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. So if it is a mitzvah, he's Isaac in a mitzvah. If he's Isaac in a mitzvah, even if achnos orchim is greater, if you're Isaac in a mitzvah, it patters you from either greater mitzvahs. That's the principle of Isaac b'mitzvah. Put them in our mitzvah. So he shouldn't have gone to do it. I also have another question. If you have to go do another mitzvah, what did Avraham Avinu say to the Eibishter? It sounds almost like Avraham Avinu acted with manners and etiquette. He said, Rayoimer Hashem, Al no savar me'al avdecha. Please don't leave. I have to go do something. Let's say the Eibishter said, I'm leaving. I'm not staying around. So then what would be the din? He would still go do achnosas orchim. So what was it? Lip service. Al no savar me'al avdecha. What's going on? So the Netziv says, he has a kasha isik mitzvah potem ala mitzvah. Why should we achnosas orchim? And the same on this. Well, there's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says the most important mitzvah we all know is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah connected kula. But Talmud Torah has a kula that's not found by any mitzvahs. If you're learning Torah, there's no oisik b'mitzvah potem ala mitzvah. If you're learning Torah and a mitzvah presents itself, you have to go do the mitzvah. Why is that? Why do you say it's better than less than another mitzvah? The Rambam seems to say because the Talmud Torah is begisa b'yayim v'layla. You have to learn 24/7. If you would say no Isaac, if you would say Isaac mitzvah put the mitzvah on Torah, you would never do any other mitzvah. It would cloud out all the other mitzvahs. Inherent in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that you have to be allowed to do other mitzvahs. Any mitzvah that's 24/7, there has to be a halacha. You have to stop to do another mitzvah. That's what's mashma in the Rambam. Ahavas Hashem. Avraham Avinu didn't know how long Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. His Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina could be endless, could be perpetual. The only reason he held is no Isaac b'mitzvah potem in our mitzvah. That's why if Achnosas Orchim comes in, he has to stop the Achnosas Orchim. What does he have to stop? There's no Isaac b'mitzvah potem in our mitzvah. Achnosas Orchim pushes away Talmud Torah, Havas Hashem. That's why he had to stop the Havas Hashem to do the Achnos Orchim. Is that the Rambam brings one haloche. The Rambam zok the haloche. When you stop learning Torah to do another mitzvah, the Rambam puts one exception. He says, V'yachser l'talmudai. Go do the other mitzvah and come back and do Talmud Torah. What does Rambam say? Fashteitzuch, you finish the mitzvah. You have time to learn. The Rambam says, you're only allowed to leave the Talmud Torah if you know you're going to come back. It's a condition, a t'nai, in stopping learning, that you're going to come back to learn. V'yachser l'talmudai. So it'll come out over here. Avraham Avinu had to leave the Kabbalas Pnei Ashchina. Why? Because it was like Talmud Torah. And therefore to go do another mitzvah. But Avraham Avinu had to assert one thing. He'll be able to be v'yachzer. He asked the Eibishter, Al no sabram al avdecha, then I can go do the achnos azorchim. Because what do I have to know? I have to know I could be yachzer. The Eibishter said, okay, I'll stay. You see, at the end of the whole parsha, the malachim left, oidenu oimet shom, v'diberim alikim. Avraham Avinu went right back to his Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. You can't leave learning unless you know you're coming back to the learning. If someone is going to leave learning to do another mitzvah, then it's not worth it. You can only leave to do another mitzvah. If Yachzer Talmudei, so I was just thinking, an unbelievable thing. So you have to, but at least, in order to be Yachzer Talmudei, you have to start. If you don't start, if you start, then every person has tirdis, every person has mitzvahs, every person, panos is the rest of mitzvah, and you got to go out and do things. So it's to be Yachzer Talmudei. In order to be Yachzer, you have to start. Start Motzei Shabbos. We come together to learn Torah, V'iyun, Lomdis, so like that. Whatever goes on the rest of the week could be a gather of Yachzer Talmudei. So it's a good aschola that we get together Motzei Shabbos, and it's a gevaldike tmidus dike seide here, and that's why it's a privilege for me and a schus to be able to come. I'm going to say up the inyan here in the Daf Hayemi, and but tie it into, even though it's seemingly not Eiruchayim connected sugya, but we'll begin. The Gemara says on Daf Mem Zayin on the Beis, it's one of Mamish, the most famous sugyas in Shas. The Gemara tells, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Dvar Torah Mois Koines. If someone wants to purchase something, what is the way? So Rabbi Yechanan learns the Torah Dike Kinyan is Mois Koines. Could be he learns it from this coming week's parasha, from Stei Ephraim, and from Kedushin. So Kesef, Mois, is the ultimate way to be Koines. Now, was why lemaisa is there meshicha? There's a kinyan of meshicha, pulling something, putting it into your rishus. So to be echanam, because there was exeris chachomim. The chachom said if a person would sell, the seller would take the money, and he wouldn't yet have delivered the goods, and then nisrifuchi, the fire would break out in the seller's property, and then it could end up being that he'll come and say. The seller will come and say that the loikeyachs, nechosim, which were already sold, would be the loikeyachs nechosim, which were already sold and were in his rishus. He was holding them, so he'll say nisrifuchi techa ba'aliyah. Your things were sold. So it happens to be a whole machlekes here, Rashi and the Rishenim. What will he gain? The Gemara is the kasha. What will he gain saying that? So he'll say whoever burnt it down will have to pay. So he says, no, maybe it turned down Boines. Or Rashi says, maybe he's going to be able to sell it to somebody else, and somebody else will. The Nechosim will get sold for less, get sold for more. And there's an interest of the Moicher to fake out that maybe he doesn't know whose it is. Therefore, the Chachomim were Mesakin, that in order to be kind of something, you have to take hold of it. And if you take hold of it through Mashiach, so that'll protect every buyer, and so therefore the buyer is protected. So it was the toivus ha-buyer, the loikeach. They said, moyes ha-koinus. Rish Lakish says, no. The Iker Kinyan is Mishiche. And moyes is only midrabanan. That's Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish holds Mishiche and he brings Psukim. And the Gemara goes back and forth between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds moyes ha-koinus. Midrabanan, it's Mishiche. And Rabbi Yechon holds, and Rish Lakish holds, Meshicha is the kinyan midaraisa, and the Moyes is gar midarabona. Oh, so Shailif Moyes is according to Rish Lakish midarabonan. We'll see about it maybe soon. The Pashto says it's only Meshicha. Is there a kinyan Moyes? Happens to be that there's a machlek, is the Beis Yosef and other Rishenim. What happens in this takona if the loikeyach says, Yefshi b'takonas chacham? I want to be kinyan with Moyes. I know it's for my benefit, but I want to be koina with Moyes. Do you say Yefshi b'takonas chacham? We know all over, every time there's a takonas chacham, a person has a right to opt out. The Beis Yosef holds, he does have a right to back out. And the Shach brings Rishenim that say, no, he doesn't. The Chachomim of Gemachta takona, they made a takona that Moyes are not koinas, and therefore you have to do a Meshicha, and you cannot have a. You can have. There's also other shaylos. Let's say you don't have the cheshbon of the Gemara. And the money, the lekeach bought something, and the moicher has the things in the lekeach's rishus. He has a rented little place in the lekeach's rishus. So therefore, you don't have the svara nisrufuchi techa ba'aliyah. So if you don't have that hechatimtza, do you also say the svara of Rabbi Yochanan? Moyes are not koines because you need meshicha. Or do you say, no, it's an ironclad like plug. Once they said, only moyes are not koines, you need meshicha, you absolutely have to have it. So there's many, many different shilas and hechatimtzas. We're going to accept right now, we'll see if at this point, that we'll see after in a minute, that these are going to be utilized, these shilas, to answer other shilas. Pakoponim, Moyes have to be our koines, midrabonon, midraisa, midrabonon, they said mishich. So there's a famous Machna Ephraim that the Mishnah of Brura brings down in Hukhusukim. The Machna Ephraim in Simon Beis and Kinyi Mishicha, the Machna Ephraim, yes, Akashe. So what happens if you are koined be Mishicha without Moyes? So you're only koined midrabonon, not midraisa. Because the Kinyan Mishicha is only midrabonon. Moyes are koines dvar teira, and the Chachamim came and made a kinyan mishicha. So the kinyan now is only a kinyan derabanan, because the only real kinyan is a kinyan midaraisa. So now you really only own it when you do a mishicha. If you don't do moyes koines, you only own it midarabanan. Or do you say that once the Chachamim say you own the kinyan is midarabanan, that the Rabbanon takes on a kinyan midaraisa, a kinyan midaraisa. So Machna Ephraim has a whole simon about it. The end of the simon he brings, therefore, when you buy a lulav, so if you take the lulav, and you take it from the like, from the Meicha Esrayin, and now you come home, and then you take it, and you'll pay him after Yontif. So to Machna Ephraim, it'll end up, according to his sad, you'll only own it midarabanon. You don't own it midaraisa. So if you only own it midaraisa, so therefore you only own it midarabanan. You don't own it midaraisa. So therefore you should have to buy it. You should have to buy it with a moyes. You should have to buy it with moyes. And if you buy it with moyes, so you should only have to do it. So the Mishnah Brura brings. So the Mishnah Brura brings.
Who says that any kidney midaraisa then? Maybe the
Chum
said there's no moyes kindness. They said it's not
kind. No, they never said. We're going to see that moyes are not. I just want to read you the Mishnah Brura. I brought along a copy, I think, of the Mishnah Brura, that the Mishnah Brura quotes in Ilchus Lulav, in Simen Tov Reish Nun Ches, Sif Kotten Yud, the Bina Lochem Mishol Lochem, so the Mishnah Brura, Yeshoim Rem, the Hani the Koni Esik the Mitzvah, Upari Lacha Achag, Yeshoim Rem, the Hani the Koni Esik the Mitzvah, Upari Lacha Achag, Lo Yois Abdi, the Kol Kamad Lo Yoiv Dmei, Lo Koni Ela Midrabonon, Vanan beinon lochem midaraisa. Im loy sheviu lirshusai vekoneu beteiras chotze. Achoyshe mishpat dikha mishnabura. Think the mishnabura, chotze, even without Rabbi Yechanan and Rishlokish, is a kinyan of chotze. Gemara Gittin learns it out from Psukin. So you learn that quite a kinyan of chotze. Oh, but if you don't bring it into your house, you pay the person, and now you take it to shul. So you take it to shul, you buy that rava. So he said, I'll pay you after. And you take, you run to shul, you take that rava. You never took it into kinyan chotz, you took it into shul. So all your kindness is b'meshicha. So ulechat chile, nochoim lizoe, bozeh, ulefroya, keidem achag. So the Mishnah Brura, you're mechuyiv to pay it before. So yud gimel, zokter, in Shar HaTzion, ayin b'machne Ephraim. Ayin b'machne Ephraim. He's learning it up from the Machne Ephraim. And the Machne Ephraim learned that you cannot kain it b'meshicha, only begin your moment, and therefore, there's no such halach. So now,
wait a second. Gober talks about giving somebody matana
amnach la'ar. Oh, so that's a good question. So it's a very good question. How do you buy it? Let's matana maslach. So you didn't give moyes. You only did it because matana could be is different. Matana is a machlekes l'shoinim here in the Gemara. That could be matana, even Rabbi Yechanan is moedi, you don't need moes. Only in Mechira. If it's going, b'teras Mechira, is a machlekes l'shoinim, could be matana. There's also a Gemara with Rabbi Gamliel, they're on a boat. But al kaponim, sedo azah ma'an Ephraim, that the ma'an Ephraim says, that would be a thing. What brings me to this?
All of them on the second that you need Mashiach. Does that mean that they said you don't need Mois? They said you need Mois, but you're not putting it in completely until you have Mashiach too. But they always said you need Mois.
No, that's the Shaila. You could, once they send me the Rabbanan, me the Rabbanan, you can't have a Mashiach, you can't have Mashiach, and you don't need the Mois. Pashtus. Tosfos seems to be mashma that you would need both of them, but Al Kaponim in the Pashtus, you'd only be Kainab and Mashiach, and therefore it would not be Mois. But where does it come? So Al Kaponim, we're going, right, so there's a whole Shaila Hagboah, there's a whole Shaila of Hagboah, is Doima to Mashiach. Yad could be is like Chotzer. So if you put it completely in your hand, and you kind of, you pick up the Esther completely in your hand, that maybe would be Chotzer. But if not, then it would be that. Where do I come? Lemaisa we paskin, Mayas. Moyes is coming. We're going to come back to this. Moyes is koines midaraisa, but the Chachamim said Mishicha shema yisru ritecha ba'aliya, and therefore if you don't, you taka not koine. You have to do it. The Chachamim wa mafkia, and you have to do it with Mishicha. And the Machna Ephraim says in order to be yotze midaraisa, you would have to do it with Moyes. We'll see in a minute if that's what the Machna Ephraim means. There's a halacha in Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah, the halacha that a person is a, if a person lives with his parents or his brothers and sisters, so in the house in Chanukah is Nerishu Beisa. One person has to light and everyone else doesn't have to light. Mehadrin is to light for each night. Mehadrin and Mehadrin is to light for each person in the house. So if there's five Bnei Bayis, you light five the first night, 10 the second night, 15 the third night, whatever. We're not going to go into Hilchas Chanukah. There's a Bazundra halacha. An achsenoi, someone who really doesn't live in the house, and he's a guest, and he's coming to stay in the house just for Hanukkah. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara says, Omer Reb Zera, achsenoi has to be mishtativ bepriti. In order for him to be part of it, he has to buy in to the thing. He has to give a pruto, a prite, a few prutas, in order to be able to buy to get into the ner Hanukkah of the shemen of the balabayas. As we say in the Gemara. Zog de Ran in Mesechtes Pesachim. There's a big tumult in Mesechtes Pesachim how to make brachas. When you say le, it's a mitzvah that you can't do al yidei shliach. Al is a mitzvah that you could do al yidei shliach. One of these klolim, I'm not going to go into. Freg de Ran is a stirut, it's a klal in the Rishenim. Freg de Ran, chob astire. Ner Chanukah, you could do al yidei shliach. Voraye, an achsenoi lights for you. You're in the house and someone's lighting for you. And still the bracha is lahadlik ne'er shul Hanukkah. That's a steer to what the Chazal say. How did the Chazal say? How did the Rishonim say that this rule is le and ah? Something you can't do while yidei shliach, you say le. Hanukkah, you can do while yidei shliach. And fitran, since an achsenoi, since by Hanukkah, by an achsenoi, a person has to own the shaman. What's my raya, Zukderan, that he has to own the shemen? Because he buys it bepriti. So since he buys it bepriti, so therefore he has to own the shemen. So therefore, Zukderan, I'm so used to the old Gemara, Mi uhikle meidak, to hadlok is nechanek, shef shalasoy say de shliach, fafil ochim, evorchim oleo lehadlik, ye shloima, de kivon da amrinim, beperik bamem adlikin, de tzolul lishtatufe bepriti, Kibin Chaina Yoitze Elo Pishalatsmoy. So it comes out the Achsenoi is Yoitze because it belongs to him. Hare ein mitzvah zul kayim yichoil iskayim al yidei achar. It's not shlichus. He is doing the mitzvah through owning it. So it's a very long desharan that's not called shlichus because he has, since there's a condition that he has to own the shemen, so therefore there's a haloche. That the shemen, it's not called al yidei shliach. Zogin de poiskim, heist lo shteteran, is kene, the shemen, bepriti. It's not like some sort of formality. Yeah, give him a dollar. Money. It's a debshat is, he's buying shemen, and he has to own the shemen of the ner. Freik de Imre Emes, in Mechta Beitaira, there's a letter from the Imre Emes, Freik de Imre Emes, Moyes are not kindness. Moyes are not kindness. The Ran said, Mishtata Bepriti is buying the shemen. Dachshanoi doesn't pick up the shemen. Dachshanoi doesn't take it into his house. So that's no, he paid for the shemen. So if he paid for the shemen, he bought it with money. If he bought it with money, it's moyes kindness. Moyes are not kindness, midrabanan. So l'chayre v'ol g'dav zayin the din, as he has to pick up the shemen. So bishleim, if you would learn mishtate bepriti, it's just a formality, and it's just some sort of halacha to be involved, to get involved. Okay, mishtate bepriti. Aber the Ram zogt, as halacha shaloi. If it's halacha of shaloi, well, how could it be moyes kindness? It's not moyes kindness. Oh, one second. So he says it would be a din of Moyes kindness. One of the terutzim, Dim Remes says, is that the Ramah Paskins, le mitzvah, the halacha is Moyes are kindness. And le mitzvah, the halacha, the Ramah Paskins, Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav Chesha Mishpat, that for Kiddush, Yayin Shel Kiddush, if you bought with Moyes, so then it was so it'll be Moyes will be kindness. So therefore, it'll be good. And all by a mitzvah is Moyes kindness. If you look on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that it says over there, there's only Levinya mitzvah, the Ktsoi says it and others, it's only Le mitzvah's the Oraisin. Le mitzvah's the Rabbanon, there's still the Halacha, the Chachamim were not Maimed, Moyes kindness. It would still be only by Mashiach. But if you learn that somehow it's by all mitzvahs, so then it would be Meyushiv Chanuk Eichet. But if you learn that Moyes kindness is that it's the halacha, that it's hotra back to the deraisa de gedin, that would only be specific to deraisis and not the ner chanukah. Agav urche, will ich dir sagen, that the minchas chinuch is medayik from the Rambam, that b'mokim, where Moyes are kindness, lefi the Ramah, by mitzvahs, Meshicha is not kindness. Not only does it become Moyes kindness, that it's also Moyes kindness. Zogt Michas Chinuch, once it got in the Daraisidika world, there was no Mashiach. Once we say that by mitzvahs it goes back to the Daraisa, it pushes, boxes out everything, and there is no Mashiach. Zogt Michas Chinuch, he's Medaikin in the Rambam, he brings a Pnei Yeshua, and he brings that the Nesivus argues on this in the Pnei Yeshua. And the Nesivah says, it can't be that way. Why do you lose out on the Mashiach at the Kona de Rabbanan? So, Ktanein, Oipsudo Moyes Kainis, Moyes is kindness, and that's it. It's an all or nothing game. And once you have Moyes Kainis, only the Moyes are kainis, and not something else. So I said, Tava Pel Ad Moed. Now I understand Machna Ephraim. The Machna Ephraim is Ad Vorim Nifloyim. If by mitzvahs, you're only kind of a Moyes kindness. Even if you are Moyeshechit. Even if it would work me, the Reis of Meshicha, the Moyes, you need Moyes. Lefi that side of the Mechas Chinuch. Because now it clouds everything else out. Once the Ramah said that for the Reis it is only Moyes and everything else not, now the Machna Ephraim is a very important Machna Ephraim. I've just made the Machna Ephraim. Adam Shat is Asinitokena, there is nothing else. And therefore there's only Moyes kindness. So if it's that din, so you would have that halacha, and therefore would be moving the chumrah of the Machna Ephraim. What do you mean? Mashiach is kinder. Once the chachamim were masakin, you're kind of a Mashiach. No, the Teretz is, once they said Moyes are kindness, so we're hundred back to the din d'oraisa. If we go back to the din d'oraisa, so then there is no other kinyan. So therefore it would be that halacha. So it'd be very interesting if you learn that every derabbanon mitzvah is also like a deraisa and der Chanukah. Now you understand the shtate bepriti. Ishtate bepriti dafke. Not that Achsanoi could pick up the shemen and give it back. He can't pick up the shemen and give it back because of what? Because there's no other kinyonim. Because by mitzvahs there are no other kinyonim. So therefore the Gemara, Reb Zera zok, bedafke mishtate bepriti, if he would hold like Rabbi Yechanan. So therefore it would only be that, and therefore that's why it would faket, it would stem with the Ran. And it would be bedavka mishtata v'priti. About libudemis, it's not like that. Al libudemis ba mitzvah de rabbanon, we don't have that Ramah, and as we pass into the Kiveger and the Morgan Avram, that even by all that halach of the Ramah is specific only for mitzvahs de reise, that we're hodra back to the Moyes kindness. Sim came, we're back with Dimeremis's kasha. Ay l'chayre, Dimeremis's kasha. Ay l'chayre, by Chanukah, how could you be kindness? Ay, Moyes are not kindness. So Moyes are not kindness. You have to make Mashiach. The Gemara Masech, the Shabbos doesn't say that Achsonoi has to make a Mashiach. So Meili, the Kasha, how could he be Kainer that's Lechaira, it doesn't work. So the Imre Emre says an interesting teretz. The Imre Emre says a teretz. What's the whole yisoid that moyas are not kindness? Moyas are not kindness, Shema Yisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. Let me ask you, who's lighting that half hour's worth of shemen? The Balabos. The Balabos said, I'll take a pruta and mixed into the shemen, there'll be some other shemen, which belongs to the Achsanoi. It's not even Mavur which shemen it is, and he owns the shemen together with the Achsanoi. How in the world is he going to say Shema Yisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah? He's going to save his stuff together with his stuff. It's all together. So b'mokim where the shutvim, the moicher and the loikeach are shutvim in the mix, the svar of Shema Yisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah does not apply. So over there, it'll return and revert back to the aloha of moyas kindness. What's the reason moyas are not kindness? Because it might be, he'll say Shema Yisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, and he'll say, he's not going to save it. Like this, he is going to save it. Over here anyway, he's going to save it because it's mixed together with the Lekeach and the Mecha. So if it's mixed together with the Lekeach and the Mecha, you don't have that svar. That would be totally what we said in the beginning. That is an ironclad loy plug that you could say Yefshi. If you could say Yefshi, so you could say there are exceptions to the rule. If you can't say Yefshi, it means the Chachom or Masakin. Moyas are not kindness, you have to be kind of a Meshicha. So then you wouldn't be able to have the teretz of the Imramis, because even by Shutfim, you would not be able to have this halacha. So I wanted to say really another teretz, but coming from a different angle. So we're back to the shayla. Rabbi Yechon holds midaraisa moyes hakeinis. Midarabona they were mafkia the moyes kainis, and they said you only koine al yidei mishicha. So the question is, abeferish gemara we paskin like Rabbi Yechon, and abeferish gemara Reb Zeira zogt that by shtatve bepriti that the Ran says that you koine the shemen. So if you koine the shemen, so therefore the shemen becomes the achsanois. How does the shemen become the achsanois? Moyes are not koines. There's no shemen yisrufu chitecha ba'aliyah. We're saying it's a light plug. So the halacha should be is not koine. So we're back to the emes kasha without a sutruz. I wanted to say like this. Ba'agdoma behegdim amuridik reshashis kasha. There's a Yerushalmi, this in the whole Masech the Pesachim, at the end of Masech the Pesachim, the Rishash has one Hagoh on whole Yerushalmi Masech the Pesachim. And in the Hagoh on the Masech the Yerushalmi Pesachim, he has a Hagoh on an interesting Yerushalmi in Perek Arvei Pesachim. So it says like this, Yayin Shal Shviyas, you can't use for Dalut Kaisis. Why can't you use Yayin Shal Shviyas for Dalut Kaisis? Zok the Korban Raida, because the Dalut Kaisis are hookish to Matzah. Ma Matzah is Lochem. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah. So too, Yayin from the Dal Kaisis has to be Lochem. So Akdesh Shviyas is not Lochem. Baal state that Lochlo Veloy L'Sreifa, Lochlo Veloy L'Ibud. So Memele, the Halach is, it's not Lochem. So Memele, Zokta Yerushalmi, Yayin Shal Shviyas, you can't use for Dal Kaisis. Frek the Rashash. Frek the Rashash. Reboin the Kol Ha'ume, Zokta Rashash. Velit Tzorachi and Tuva. The Loma lo yikri lochem, haloi mafurish kosev b'teira, v'hoisi Shabbos ha'oretz lochem. And he says, he brings a rai from Esrik. Esrik shal shviyas is lochem. You can use Esrik shal shviyas. And then he says, Riboinu d'kolam l'kula. Matzah shal shviyas. If we're clearing Yayin, so what about matzah? What are we saying? The Yishalmi is a dagat shishtikal teira. So the Yishalmi, Yayin shal shviyas. Is it cookish to matzah? Shviyas is no good. So mekemish nutzin yayin shal shviyas. Favos, val sefelt in the lochem. Av sefelt in the lochem. So mamele, it's not yours. As I freaked the reshash. Give all the kakash. Why should it be that there would be such a loch? I wanted to say like this. What's the gather from the chalde kov meida? Something it's shviyas, it's not yours. It's not yours because there's restrictions on it. So even if you're, it's mufka, since there's restrictions, there's some sort of halacha, you can't be koinit legamri. You can't be koinit because everybody's allowed to use it. So since shviyas is open for everybody to use, so therefore there's some chesorin in making it yours. How could you make it yours if other people are going to be able to also? And there's restrictions on your ownership. So therefore, in Shviyas, there can't be a halacha. It's a felt in lochem. Those are the words of the thing. The Gemara in Psochim has a gewaldige Gemara, Daf Chof Ches. The Gemara tells us that Rashi learns at least the Gemara this way. The Gemara has a havamina that if you eat, that the Gemara has a havamina that you're not over chomets, even eating chomets, unless you own it. The Gemara says on the place says on the Chofetz Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, because there would be hookish, bedinu, that if it doesn't belong to you, so it's a goy's chametz, it's not your chametz, so you shouldn't have, not only you're not chayev bal yiro bal yimotze, you're not chayev for achila, so you should be able to eat a goy's chametz. The Gemara daf bring al limud, that even on chametz that's not yours, there's an isra achila. Frey toisvis, kosher, the efshur im lo yeish aloi b'shas achila, dim nosan lo yanochri, harei ushaloi. The Nochri invites him in, gives him the matzah, says, it belongs to him, the chametz, I'm sorry, so it belongs to him. So if it belongs to him, it's automatically his. How is the Rebbe Hechet him, so it's not yours? Fregen the Rishonim of Tosfos. What are you talking about? I come to eat in somebody's house. He gives me a piece of chicken. I'm eating his chicken. Mitvos in his mind. I did a kinyan. I paid him. I made Meshicha. How did the chicken become mine? I'm eating his chicken. How did it become my chicken? Zokter Buchanan and Kaibet Shiran. Adam Shatis. Was is Kenyan? Was is Kenyan? Kenyan is a Roes Bailus. Something has to become yours from you to me. In order for it to become mine and not Hefker, it has to become me. So the Chazal, the Torah, was Kaveya that there are certain actions that I have to do that make this object mine. Even though it's the same object that it was a minute before, I have to do something to create a new fact, that the new fact that it belongs to me. Eating is different. It's not around after. I'm using it. If it's a usage that is not going to be here, automatically on its face, by definition, it belongs to me. So, Tzibur Chanan, there's a way to be kind of something without kinyonim. This is b'metzius koni to me. We never reach the level of needing ma'ase kinyan. Ma'ase kinyan is only when we need it and it's here. Something which by definition is gone. I'm using it and it's not going to be here. Ein lecha bailus g'day l'mizu. Das is the chashtik bailus. So, ma'mela, therefore the halacha would be that it's mine. When is there a halacha that shviyas can't belong to me? I have to go and be koine it. So if I have to go be koine something, shviyas impedes me from being koine it. I can't be koine it because everybody has a chatimtsa. If I eat it and ingest it, I didn't do it b'hilchas kinyonim. So give all the minds b'metzius. The halacha that shviyas can't be koine, can't be lochem, is because Valsefelt in the Lochem, in the Maisikinyan, it's the same thing on the ground. I can't be koinit because anybody else can come and take it. So there's no heroes bailus. Valsedo halochas in the Lochla. Aba'oita halocha is I ingested and I eat it. So what I did was I circumvented the need for Maisikinyan. If I circumvented the need for Maisikinyan, in the halocha, avos, that you could be koinit. Ma'ah. But we're still fair at the same thing. Matzah and Dalet Kaisis. Now I understand why Matzah Shal Shviyas is no problem of Lochem. Matzah Shal Shviyas is no problem of Lochem. Because what am I doing with the Matzah? Ich esse the Matzah. Oh, ich esse the Matzah. So was that Lochem? Ich hab es gegessen. No, what?
You don't have to share in the culture.
It becomes my Matzah by eating it. It becomes my Matzah. Oh, stealing is maybe a steerer to be yours. Right? Even if it's just, it can't become yours. When it's not yours. Maisa shel matzah sheni. Let's say matzah shel maisa. It's b'metzia is not yours. Here it's only not yours because I can't make a maisa kinyan. Nay, if it belongs to somebody else.
So it's b'metzia is not mine.
No, but he's letting you. He doesn't mind that you're eating it. He doesn't mind that you're eating it. It's just like it's a filth made of maisa kinyan. If it belongs stuck to somebody else, I'm stealing, it would be different. So Mela, that's the teretz on Tois Kama. But L'chayr, the Shaila is, what's with Dalit Kaisis? Dalit Kaisis! Dalit Kaisis! Dalit Kaisis is the same Shaila. So I wanted to say like this. How much do you have to drink from the Dalit Kaisis?
Right.
How much you got to have in the cup?
A revius.
That means how much, which wine do you need for Dalit Kaisis? The aluch of Dalit Kaisis, that's hukish lematzah. It's not only the Rav Revius that you drink, even the extra part of the Rav Revius
that you don't
drink has also been yours. In der chelik, hostanish de maila from matzah. Valinyena chelik has to be yours, and it's not, you need to do a maisa kinyan. Shvi is kereshom ke maisa kinyan. Bishleima by matzah. Viful davachom lochem. Davachom de kezayis.
To drink the whole thing.
Bus?
Drink the whole thing.
No, but if that's, you'll drink the whole thing, that's not. But if,
no,
but if you,
no,
but if you
no,
mice,
no,
what?
No,
but that's not the mitzvah.
You're gonna have that.
I hear. So you can drink it. So that, but b'shas mice, what you're drinking only with the beer. So he says you should drink that rice. Okay, I'm not sure. Drink that extra. The part that you can't drink. The part that you're not drinking is the halacha. You can't use yain for shvi. Sorry, I am. No. Zog echazoy. I just want to feel right. What?
I said, acknowledge that it's a beautiful terrace. Why are they
fighting? Oh, now what?
You shouldn't fight.
No, I'm saying a thing that you could drink the rest of it also.
It's a beautiful terrace.
I hear. No, I'm just saying I want to be matzdik to answer the Rishash's kasha. That's why it's only halacha on. Now I want to say like this. This vote for Rebbe Chanon is not only about eating. Oh, Esrig is because I don't want to now answer Esrig, because Esrig, the Lochem, the Gemara says, is Lochem Haruya Lachila. Could be, if you would eat it, it would be yours, would be sufficient. That would maybe be a stretch to answer the Rishash Sky. Balkoponim, that vote from Rebbe Chanon is not only by eating. Any usage that is not reversible is also a bad on its face a kinyan. If I do it for you, so I'm a male without mishkin kinyan, and then there's no machlekes Rebbe Yechon or Shlokish. To say, it's first state to Rebbe Chanon. Without my kinyan, there is no Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Because there's no, we're buying something without the Maisa Kinyan. And we said that by eating, you're stopping the mitzvah of Rabbi Yechanan. We're stopping it short. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. Because not only is that eating, any usage of something that's irreversible, so by using it, that it can't be around anymore, is also not. So what are you doing with the pruta when you give him the shemen? What's he doing? He's lighting it. It's not going to be here. It's not going to be here. And he's lighting it for him. It is tocha ha'evos bailus of that shtikl shemen. Oh, very good. So gich. So what's the Ibrahimus kash? What's the Ibrahimus? Adam Shat is that you have that mois koinus. So mois are not koinus midrabonon because of Mashiach. So yes, how could you buy the shemen mishtat b'prit de abefayash gemara? Habachagam al deketeret. What are you doing with the shemen? The shemen's being lit. It's not worse than Tosis Kasha Rashi. When you eat the matzah, so if you eat the matzah, so therefore it's no, you don't need a kinyan. When you light the Ner Chanukah, you don't need a kinyan. So what do you do when you don't need the Ner Chanukah? So you don't need the Ner Chanukah, so therefore you don't need a kinyan because it's being burnt. So what's the Ramses Kasha? Bus?
But the burning, right?
So why do you even need the Moyes Kainis? So the emphasis, the Rambam doesn't say that you need Moyes Kainis. No. So first, let me theorize my teretz. Then we'll come back to the pshat.
That's right.
That's the pshat. The emphasis kasha. When you own the shemen of pshat of a priest, you have to own the whole shemen of the half hour. If you put in less than a half hour, put in after, it's not a good adlock, it's not Hanukkah. It's only a good adlock, it's not Hanukkah. When you lit it, there was a half hour's worth of oil, which you have to have a chelik in. Now you lit it, and it went out. if you literally went out as kofsa, is ein zokiklo. Kum de chayis, so that's like my dalit kaisis. So then the halacha is, the other part of the shemen didn't belong to you. Because on that, you take me, I can you meshicha.
What is the proof that it has to become yours before
right.
It's burned? But it's not so posh.
Oh, so you're asking, what would be with the... No, so the shayla is, why do you need the pruta? So I look, that could be the Ran, the pruta could be, is not Bamisal's Moyes kindness. The Rambam doesn't even bring the pruta. The Rambam just says, Mishtatit b'shemen. He has that part of the shemen. The pruta is maybe to show that it's his. Baba Lamaisa, if he's lighting it for him, you would be able to have that din, and therefore, so it would be totally. If you would say Mois Kainis on that without Kofsa Zok, it would be Kofsa Zokiklo, would be that din. If not, you'd have this halach. I just want to bring out one very other important point. There was a Mais in Bnei Brak a couple of years ago. Someone was an Achsanoi. So, Ketom Afrumayit, he gave Apute to the Balabos. They light outside, and he lit outside. And someone went by with a carriage, and the carriage lit on fire, or whatever. He took the baby out with this, and now he came at them gerufen. So this some carols is best. I don't know. And he goes, "Who's the best?"
Boss.
Yeah. So it says the Gemara says at the end that you are chayiv because even Bershus mitzvah lemaisi yachayiv. You're supposed to watch it. You have to look up the last Gemara on Perek Arkanis. And the shittas are, you do have to pay, even for a mitzvah, even though you're allowed to put it there, but you still chayiv to pay. So he called the balabas, he looked up the address. Balabas has the yom. Balabas says, okay. The balabas calls up the achsanoi. So the balabas said, achsanoi, okay, you're a partner, you bought in, so we have to pay for the, we have to pay.
He wasn't the b'sheya.
But it's moment, it's ain't moment. Well, they have sold. Had the bar, had that, so now he's out. Ich habe gekauft. Moi, you say this kindness. And what was happens? Ich habe gekauft, ich habe gekauft. Ich habe getan am Mitzvah. Das getan von mir am Mitzvah. Das getan am Mitzvah. No, so ich, so du hast gekauft. So it would be only Wifel Svokin ben the Mitzvah. So Wifel Svokin ben the Mitzvah. So that there's no, I wasn't kind. So now we're saying, according to the Ran, that'll be totally. According to the Ran, that Mois would be Kainis. According to the Ran, that has to be yours. So then he bought in, it's Mamun Amazi. Or if the Pshat is that he didn't buy, that it's not, it's only a Halacha Yonin. I didn't understand Bechlal the Shaila. Lechele. What is it? Is it Aish? What is it? Is it Aish? Or is it Boyer? What's Aish? I don't know, Baba Kama now. Eish is Hoylechu Mazik. This is not Hoylechu Mazik. It's sitting right there. You walked into it. So you walked into it. I don't know if it's Eish. Elamai, what is it? It's Boyer. You could have a Boyer of a rock. You could have a Boyer of a burning hot rock. A burning hot rock is a Boyer. It's not Eish. And Boyer is putter on Caleb. So what was the carriage? The carriage went Caleb. So the carriage went Caleb's anyway, he went putter. That's not Mashiach. So it would be that. So that would be just another shayla. What we're saying with Mois Kainis, would the halacha be that you pay for this or not? And that would be the minyan of the Ner Chanukah. Just fair choice. Well, maybe totally. If now was he only kainah for the first second, because it would have been kafsei and zokik law. So his pruta would have been only in that day. So what the God wanted to tell us to say that it's interessant. You have to see it in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. Din Achsenoi Bechanekeh. Steht Achsenoi is Loseis Prute. Sagt der Mishne Brure. Ve Yesh Min Achroine. Oh, that's he brings Yesh Min Achroine. Sagt der Mishne Brure. Sagt er. Let me just find it here. The Mishne Brure sagt. Let me just find it. Oh. Sip Cotton Test. Sagt der Mishne Brure. Vu Adin Balabayis Makne Loi Chelik. B'shemen, shori, dahavi kemishtate bepruta. The Mishnah Berurah holds that, zok the Mishnah Berurah ois tes, hakavone be'echod midarki hakinyonim veloi ba'amire ba'alma. The Mishnah Berurah holds that in order to be an achsanoi, you must do a Maisa Kinyan in the Bible. So it's not like what we're saying, Bechlal. The Mishnah Berurah clearly holds that in order to be Koineh, you have to do a Maisa Kinyan.
Besides the
Mois. No, so he doesn't say, or with Mois. He says, if you don't do Mois, so you have to do another thing.
That is what
no, I'm saying.
It's not formal, it's Kinyan.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but it would be not like what I'm saying, that you're Koineh through it burning. That much it says, not like what I'm saying.
Maybe
that would not be with
that. Like all the
Shittas.
Kedar,
that would, oh, like the Mishnah Berurah. So just say, one of fair eyes, Bederach Drush, just one short word. We'll finish with this. Say here that the Moiridik Kedushas Levi in this week's parasha, Achsidish of Lord, but it's a Moiridik Havonidik. He says that Avram Avinu says in the Torah, it says, Vayero I love Hashem be Eloine Mamre, Vahu Yoshep Israel, Vayar Vahine Shloisha Noshim Nitzovim Olov. The base, the Kedushas Levi brings from a Chazal, which Kinir is a Zoyar. Then the Zoyar says, who are the Shloisha Anoshim? The Shloisha Anoshim are Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yankov. They weren't born yet, Yitzchak and Yankov. And he's Avram. What's up with Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yankov? Besides, it's Shloisha Anoshim is a Metzias. But Erech Zerush, can we say Shloisha Anoshim? Wie kommt es herein? Sagt to Levi Yitzchak. It says also here, Vayera Elov. Why didn't it say Vayera Hashem El Avram? Why did it say Vayera Hashem El Avram? It should have said Hashem showed himself to Avram. Why does it say over here, punkt, Vayera Elov Hashem? Sagt to Levi Yitzchak. Really, you know, today's day and age, people need an identifier. Your name is an identifier. Your social security number is identifier. Your last four digits of your social security number. Somebody says, who are you? This is who I am. Really, that's a metzamtzen. A person is his name. A person is full of koiches inside. A name is a metzamtzem. It's like it makes things, it narrows down, it defines you to something that you're not completely that. Say, Yenes Avilde. Yenes Avilde. Yenes Avilde. You're being metzamtzemim down to one adjective. To one thing that's garnished. It's nothing. But that's what a name is. So to Levi Yitzchak, a lot of times we do that to ourselves. We limit what we can do by defining ourselves. I can't do that. That's not for me. That's too much for me. I can't take that on. So there, sometimes a person gets into a maisa mesiras nefesh. You know the famous cliche, when there's a baby under a car, people were able to pick up cars. They didn't know they have koiches to pick up cars. But at that moment, they weren't thinking if they can do it, if they can't do it. They picked it up. So to Levi Yitzchak, after the Mila, since Greg can Avram, after that Maisa Mesiris Nefesh, Vayera Elov Hashem, Avram Avinu Chin Magish Kiven, he's so much more than what he thinks he is. Siddur and Elov, there's the person without the Mitzamtzim. And that's the Vayera Elov Hashem. Doesn't give a noch the Mila. So to Levi Yitzchak, before that, Avram Avinu felt his whole avodah with Eibishter is him and Eibishter. Him and Eibishter. He has to do the Ratzon Hashem. Now that he felt he's a love, he understood he's also Avram, Yitzchak, Yankiv, and all Doiris are totally in what comes out from him. V'hinei shloisha anoshim nitzavim olav. It's on him now. What he does makes a difference. They said when Rav Schwab, was by the Chofetz Chaim when he was a bocher, he came into the Chofetz Chaim and the Chofetz Chaim asked him, who you are? He said, Jewish, well, where are you from? From Germany. We were a mir. He said, are you a Kohen? He said, no. So the Chofetz Chaim said, I'm a Kohen. So he didn't know what he meant. So the Chofetz Chaim said, why am I a Kohen and you're not a Kohen? He didn't know why. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, I'm not a Kohen. I'm a Kohen because my great-great-great-grandfather by the Eagle, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Hashem Eli, he went along. Your great-great-grandfather didn't listen. Either he stayed neutral, he went the other way. That's why so many years later, I'm a Kohen, you're not. So Schwab didn't know what he wanted. And then he looked up to Chofetz Chaim and he said to him, there are things you do every day that are going to have to do with your later Dairus that will have the same impact as that Maisa with the Eagle. Doesn't it? Ayid Fashtet, he's much bigger than himself. He's bigger than himself. So someone told me, it's almost a joke. They have base hiros in Lakewood on the telephone. That someone called him up on the telephone. He said, I just want to know plain halacha. If it's a prima godim, if it's something, tell it to me. If not, not. He said, what do you want to know? I want to know if I leave on a clock that the game could go on Shabbos. Where's in Shulchan Aruch? As it's no good. Don't tell me Fruma Velta. I want to know. If it's a prima godim, tell me which prima godim. The person had Siyata Dishmaya, and he said, it's not a prima godim. It's a posik in the Torah. He said, why? He said, Vishomru v'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. Lazus is a Shabbos the Deiroisam. What is the Deiroisam? You have to watch Shabbos? Because you have to watch Shabbos. You're watching Shabbos the Deiroisam. He said, you have to watch Shabbos in a way that your future generations are going to watch Shabbos too. If you put that on a clock, maybe you're keeping the Shulchan Aruch. Do you think your grandchildren are going to keep Shabbos? Filter in the Deiroisam failed us. And you have to do things with a perspective of understanding that what we do makes a difference. This is Limud HaTorah, this is Kfiyas Itim, today was Nachum Trucker's Yahrzeit, Nachum Patsovich, the people who are Moisei Nefesh, to be the Mesiri HaTorah, the Hemshech HaTorah, we are Mipiyem Anu Chayim. We have to understand that our future generations are seeing us like we saw the past generations. We can't shirk that responsibility. We can't see ourselves as little people that we're not being mamshich this maseiris. Reb Shuz Helfen, Shuz Hatayr should be aimed for all of us. We'll be saying, it's a shem to psuus tayr shuz. Amen. 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 Amen.